Mix 94.7 KMC. Sorry, I'm talking to Pat off the air here. We're talking about walnuts and chestnuts and open fires and all that stuff. Because we're talking about quilting, Pat, formally introduce yourself to the kind listening audience again, please.
Okay, I'm Pat Helmrichs. I'm with Heartland Quilt Guild. And I'm here to talk about our biannual quilt show this weekend.
Yes, I was talking about it in Community Message Board last hour. This is the big kind of fall hoop-de-doo for you guys, and you got a ton of quilts to look forward to. Kind of tell me, the outsider looking in, what to look forward to, the when, the where, the why, the how much, all that good stuff.
Okay. Well, the when is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Delaware County Fairgrounds in Manchester, and will be located at the Pavilion this year.
Okay.
So, Saturday from 9 to 5, Sunday from 10 to 4. Our guild members are going to be showing quilts that they've made since our last show, which was in 2018 due to COVID.
So they better have them done.
There could be a few that aren't finished, but, you know, they'll wait till the next one. But we didn't do a show in 2020 due to COVID. Mm-hmm. So we have over 200 projects that are going to be displayed this week, and many of them quilts themselves, but other quilted items as well. So these are all handmade by our guild members.
What is it, Pat, about a quilt that it's not overly thick, but the warmth that thing provides? What's the secret? What's the hidden sauce?
It's probably the batting in the middle.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's all those layers, I guess. And, you know, if you make it out of different types of fabrics, like flannels, that's snuggly warmer, mm-hmm. and wool batting as opposed to cotton batting. So, yeah, there's lots of secrets in the sauce.
You know, and I've seen people who've taken T-shirts and made quilts.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've seen people with, like, grandpa's neckties, that those are cut and made into, like, pinwheel quilts and everything.
Yep.
What is the trend right now as we head to 2022 and 23 in the world of quilting? See, I'm asking in-depth. I've researched questions.
Wow, you got me here.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of trends. I've seen some beautiful batik quilts lately. You know, batik is a type of fabric. And in traditional designs.
He nods as if he knows what she's talking about.
I think he does. Either that or he's doing very well to school
I remember
me.
What grandma told me. Yep.
Yeah. There's just a lot of things. Really anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are going traditional. They're going contemporary. I see a lot of art quilts, you know, people that are using them for hanging on their walls, mm-hmm. decorating their homes in different ways. But, yeah, it's really any way you want to go.
And you can, I mean, people will still, you know, with the quilt and the table laid out by hand, and you can still do a lot of this machine now, too, can't you?
Oh, yeah. I would say the handmade quilt, the hand piece quilt is more the exception, simply because of the time, you know. And some of those are just real treasures to be kept. You know, there's something you worked on for a long time, but many people are doing it, obviously, with sewing machines and the rotary cutters and all those types of things speed up the process. But, you know, there's something about taking the time to put the quilt together. That's part of the enjoyment, not just the finished product.
Well, and the mental dexterity too, because it's not just, you know, sitting there aimlessly. I mean, this takes planned thought. My grandma... You know, I've known many times where she'd started something and took it apart and had to restart it because something wasn't right 8 hours into the process.
Right. Oh, yeah. And that was kind of a short turnaround, actually. I've talked to people who've been working on a quilt for like 6 years. Or maybe 20 years. Well, I started it
maybe
when my
she only
kid
told
was
me
little.
It was 8 hours, Pat. Maybe she lied. I don't know.
Sometimes you start something and think, well, I'm going to set this aside. And gosh, 20 years later, you go, maybe I should get that out again. But you've done a few things in between.
Oh, yeah. And the family stories and almost like a family heirloom that passes down with a lot of these as well.
Yes, yeah. And there'll be some beautiful quilts there to be shown this weekend.
So this weekend. And let's review everybody. And do you have any special artists or guests that are coming to this thing? Or?
Well, these will just be our local guild members that are showing this weekend. So, and they're all pretty special people,
I would say.
And some very, very talented people. So, yeah, we're going to have a really great show. We've got a few things going along with the show. We've got some vendors that'll be there vending quilting items, products, fabric, that type of thing. We also do a quilt raffle, which we've been having this raffle this quilt shown around the county for the last 6 months probably.
Okay.
That we use that as a fundraiser for our guild.
Gotcha.
And we've got a little country store raffle where we have handmade objects that members donate, and you can bid on them by buying a raffle ticket for a dollar, and you bid on that one, and if you're drawn, then you get it.
Gotcha. And you also got food there. I see you're going to have food there.
Got some food
silent
there.
Auction, too.
Yes. So. Yes, absolutely. We're going to have turkey and dressing sandwiches. And
why don't you show up for that?
Yeah, a couple homemade soups and a lot of homemade pies.
Now, if you're an astute listener of this program, last time Pat was here, remember, I got special dispensation to show up with my teddy bear and my pajamas. I'm going to be the one that's sleeping at the fairgrounds and all these. I'm like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It's going to be Justin and the 20 quilts. I'm going to try each one out Saturday night. No, I wouldn't do that. But I want to make sure people go see you guys. So give me when this opens, how long it runs each day, and the cost to get in and all that stuff.
Okay. We open up Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, and we'll run until 5. So anytime in that time period, come and see us. Sunday, we're there from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. The admission is $5, so pretty minimal fee to get in and see some really beautiful handmade items.
And one thing I do want to mention before we part ways here, we had Warren Coates with us last week. He's in next week. We talked a little bit about Quilts of Valor, and I know you guys are heavily involved with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do Quilts of Valor. That's right. And the following weekend, so Sunday, November 13th, we're going to present the Quilts of Valor that our group has made to some area vets. And I think there's about 26 that we're presenting to. So that's, we invite the vet to come in to receive the quilt. They can invite family members or friends that they want to bring with them. And then we have a ceremony to present those quilts. So.
And that's got to be a point of pride, not only for the family, honoring the veteran, the veteran receiving that, and the work that you guys in the guild did to put that together as well.
Well, I think the guild members, I think I speak for all of them, saying it's very humbling to present a quilt to somebody. They've done a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and our little part to say thanks is pretty minuscule in comparison, but
you guys
we're
do
delighted
great work.
To do it. So.
Oh, absolutely. And just an honor to be asked to do it, I would assume as well.
Yep.
So
yep.
This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, right?
Correct.
Both days.
Yes.
Go Saturday, pick out the quilt you want, go to church, pray on it, then come back Sunday and take it home.
And have lunch both days.
And have lunch and turkey and dressing sandwiches.
Absolutely.
Pat, always good to see you. If I don't see you this weekend, I trust you'll have a good Thanksgiving.
We will do that.
It's weird I'm saying that now. It's Thanksgiving
it's
month.
November.
I can wish people happy Thanksgiving now. So
Halloween, goodbye.
My best to you, Pat, and everybody in the guild, and thanks for coming by and seeing us this morning.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You'll see Pat's smiley face coming up on our website at kmch.com.